five straight years you had an interception in the league, too. There was a period of five straight years, so your pass coverage.
Number one interception in the history of Monday Night Football, Jim Morrissey. If you go back and YouTube it, Google it, whatever you want to, an incredible interception against the Minnesota Vikings.
That's right. That's right. It was voted number one Monday Night Football.
Well, break it down. Break down the play.
I can see it in your head.
Don't ever forget.
That is true. I'm playing left outside linebacker. The ball was thrown to the flat. Anthony Carter goes to catch it. He tips it, and then Mike Richardson, he tips it. As the ball was going to the flat, I broke on the ball. And so one tip, two tip, and the ball is getting ready to go out of bounds. And I say, this is out of bounds here, and I catch it. Like, my fingers get underneath the ball, and I roll inbounds. But the reason why I think it was voted,
it was because it was camera, probably a half of an inch off the floor in the camera.
And the camera was down the sideline, and it was a perfect shot, perfect angle for that. So I think that's one of the reasons why it was voted.
The year that they went through the voted the best, and Jim Morrissey got voted best interception, I think Johnny Rowland got voted best punt return ever on Monday Night Football. Well, Johnny Rowland also had one, too, who was the Bears' running backs coach at the time. And then Dennis McKinnon had the one against the Giants.
Right,
so
the
Bears' special teams, when they did those awards, it was kind of neat. And then your interception.
Yeah, you got Dennis McKinnon, you got Dennis Gentry that played on the special teams. Yep.
I mean, Willie Gault returning one against the Redskins for a touchdown. That was the loudest I had ever heard Soldier Field sitting there. It was a pretty bad start to that game. And then the Bears exploded in the second quarter in that game. Gault returned a kickoff return, and Walter threw a touchdown to McMahon.
These walks down.
Yes.
Memory lane are unbelievable because you can't get enough of them. And, you know, because you are still around here, I mean, I'm sure you get asked all these questions many times.
Which I love. I love talking football. I love talking about the Bears. I love talking about my experiences. And it doesn't bother me at all. I don't know if you should.
I love talking about football.
I just love the fact that you guys light up when you talk about it, you know, because it happened 30 years
ago. I don't know how you changed because I grew up a huge fan.
Yeah. The passion
through college,
of the game.
Yeah. But college, I was a fan. I played, obviously, I was a fan, and then I'm a fan after football.
But you and Larry bring up a topic that makes me think of 10 other thoughts. You know, I go, the first instant replay was used when Jay snapped the ball too early, and then it resulted in a touchdown for Cleveland. So Jay walks up to the kickoff return team and goes, if you guys return this kickoff, I'll give every one of you $100 or $1,000. Willie returned it for a touchdown. And by the time he got to the other end zone, Jay was denying it already.
Yeah. I didn't say anything. So
it's just those thoughts that pop up in your head. And Jim Morrissey was driving a golf ball once, and it hit a goose on a golf course and killed the goose. So I had my buddy stuff the goose in an attack position, and I hung it above his locker, and it hung in the locker room for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the worst.
You got to be kidding me. So, see, that's the beauty of the game.
And the next day, it's in my locker.
You know, I think when you hear Mark Trestman talk about authentic relationships and building them over the course of your life from what happens when you play the game, and it is a short time in your life, this is what he's talking about right here, right? The memories that you can share, and the game keeps on growing because of that, the history of the game and everything about it. You guys are charting your own history in a very unique and personal way.
It's neat because the friends are the players that you played against, but I think you develop more respect for the coaches that coached you. Because Dick Stanfield was my coach. He was a superior figure. And then after the fact, is I respect him so much because he was such a great coach. But the friendships that you have with the guys that you talk to on an everyday basis, that's what it's all about, too. That's the good lingering effects of football.
Right. I think there's really a special bond with the 1985 Bears for the special place that they hold in Chicago sports history as probably the greatest football team ever for one season at least. And the way you guys have reunions, going to the White House was incredible. I was fortunate enough to go on that trip. And just seeing the 85 Bears get together, we were standing in the parking lot at the airport waiting, and it was almost like the guys had just seen each other the day before when they got back together again and were joking around with each other about stuff. And it was just incredible to me.